is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to block a vaccine requirement imposed on the state of Maine healthcare workers. It is the latest defeat for opponents of vaccine mandates. It was the first time the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. It previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for the New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. And Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal but left the door open to try again. As the clock ticks on Maine's mandate, the state will begin enforcing it October 29th. The Maine vaccine requirement that was put in place by Democratic Governor Janet Mills requires hospital and nursing home workers to get vaccinated or risk losing their jobs. Federal regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster shots this week. The upcoming announcement by the Food and Drug Administration is likely to come along with the authorization for boosters of the Moderna and Johnson shots. It follows the okay last month of a third dose for the Pfizer vaccine for many Americans. The FDA was also expected to say that using the same brand for boosters was still preferable. The move was previewed Tuesday by a U.S. health official familiar with that particular matter, who was not authorized to speak publicly ahead of the announcement. Meanwhile, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who is vaccinated, has tested positive for COVID-19 Tuesday morning, according to U.S. media, citing a department spokesperson. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Facing a surge of seriously ill COVID-19 patients, the head of an intensive care unit at a Moscow hospital says the situation could easily have been avoided if more Russians were vaccinated. With only about a third of Russia's 146 million people fully vaccinated, the country has hovered near or over 1,000 reported deaths per day for weeks. Russia's death toll is now more than 225,000, by far the highest in Europe, even though most experts agree that even that figure is an undercount. FBI agents on Tuesday raided homes in Washington and New York City linked to Oleg Deripaska, a Russian billionaire with ties to the Kremlin, and to Paul Manafort, the one-time chairman of former President Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The agents carried boxes out of the mansion in one of Washington's wealthiest neighborhoods with yellow crime scene, do not enter tape across the front yard, and towed away a vehicle. Spokesperson for the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation confirmed the agency was conducting a court-authorized law enforcement activity at the home, which the Washington Post had previously reported was linked to the Russian oligarch. The special reason for sealing off and searching the Washington mansion was not immediately clear, and the FBI spokesperson did not provide any details. A gang that kidnapped 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group has demanded 1 million ransom per person. That's what a top Haitian official tells the Associated Press. Authorities are not clear on whether that amount includes the five children being held hostage. The Christian Aid Ministry says the adults range in ages from 18 to 48, the children from 8 months to 15 years. 16 of the abductees are Americans and one is Canadian. The missionaries were returning from visiting an orphanage when they were abducted Saturday. Meanwhile, many Haitian workers continue a strike to protest the nation's lack of security. Attorneys have resumed questioning potential jurors in the state of Georgia, who may ultimately decide the fate of three white men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery, 25-year-old black man. Jury selection continued Tuesday, with several pool members saying that they know people close to the case. Two said that they know the defendant standing trial, while another said that she knows Arbery's father. The judge did not immediately decide whether to dismiss them from jury service. Graphic video of Arbery slaying in 2020 sparked a national outcry. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes. Defense attorneys insist they committed no crimes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.